Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years. God wastes nothing. Not our sorrows, not our wounds, not even our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today we're going to be talking about the story behind my song, We're Gonna Decorate the Christmas Tree. It's from the recording Jernigan Family Christmas. Now, I received this particular song on October 4th of 1995. This song was one of our favorites as a family when my children were still young and in the home. Melinda and I worked very hard at creating memories for our children through every era of their lives, especially when they were young. As Christmas 1995 approached, yes, I was thinking about Christmas in October, being one of those people who is prone to listening to Christmas music all year round, and that's the truth. My mind began to whirl with the thoughts of my children and the joy they would have by simply decorating the house and the tree with us. Little did I know that we would sing this song while decorating the tree from that year on, each and every year. And now to share it with our grandchildren? My heart can hardly contain such joy. Let's run through the lyrics and you'll see what I mean. Imagine calling the children to one of the most anticipated moments in our family life, the annual decoration of the tree. All I did was write down my own point of view and how I could convey the joy I wanted to fill their hearts. Starts like this. Mama get the popcorn, children come in string. Daddy start a carol and everybody sing. Joy to the world, oh let the praises ring. Singing happy birthday to the king. And the chorus goes, we're gonna decorate the Christmas tree. We're gonna make it bright. We're gonna make another memory and taste the spice of life. We're gonna make a little history, have a lot of fun, and be a family. Make a memory and celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Verse 2 says this, sister hangs the blue bulb, brother hangs the red. Baby has a yellow bow stuck to his head. Angels and soldiers, elephants and cows, singing to the music from the boughs. And then it goes on into verse 3, oh, daddy's kissing mama neath the mistletoe. All the children watching and laughing at the show. Joy fills the heart as apple cider flows, and everyone agrees, we hope it snows. The bridge of the song is just simply the old carol, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Oh, we're gonna make a little history, have a lot of fun and be a family, make a memory and celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Even as I read those lyrics now, I am transported back to a time when I can still see the sheer, simple joy on the faces of my children as we created those memories together. Soon after I received the song, we recorded it with the children. My eldest at the time was 11 years of age. He's now 34 as of this podcast. I'll let you hear that original version and follow it up with one we recorded when they were a bit older. See if you can guess which is my favorite. Here's the original.
I got the tree up. Let's get the kids together and decorate.
Okay, let's go, guys. Come
hey,
on.
Hey, Israel, Annie, Hannah.
Come on, Glory. Galen. Let's go, Raina.
Hey, big guys, get Asa and Ezra, too.
Come on,
Dad,
get
baby. We got Judah.
Oh, Judah.
Come on, Judah. Let's go.
Mom, go start the popcorn. I'll start the Christmas carols. Yay. Guys, tell me what your favorite decorations are.
We're
How'd you like that? I thoroughly enjoyed that. Brought back so many amazing memories for me, even just that one listen. And now for the updated version from the early 2000s. Father, thank you for the birth of Jesus Christ, the greatest gift this world has ever been given. May you help us create memories for our children and grandchildren this year and years to come, for generations to come, telling of the glories of the boundless love of our King and Savior, who is Redeemer and Lord and King of Kings. Thank you for this memory, Father. Help us create more in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 1:23 in the New American Standard Bible says this: Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. God is with us through each and every phase of our lives. Let us be very mindful of that when creating memories for our children and for our grandchildren for generations to come. We decorate the tree each year in our home to commemorate the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on a tree, reminding ourselves of his great love for us. If you haven't already done so, plan on teaching this song to your children and grandchildren as you play it for them while you decorate your Christmas tree this year. The Jernigans wish you and yours the most merry and joyous of Christmas celebrations. Now go and create some memories of your own. As always, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And guess what? I have some exciting news for you today. For the past 10 years, I don't know if you knew this, but I've been writing my own daily devotions to help me with renewing my mind and to help me understand more of who God is and what that means to my own identity. Last year, we released the Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 1, and I'm so excited to be able to tell you about the release of Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. The ebook is already available for $4.99, and the print version is available for $12.99, just in time for Christmas. I honestly can't think of a better way to bless those you love than with these daily reminders of who God is and of what that knowledge means concerning their and our own identity. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. And pick up a few gifts for those you think might be blessed by such a gift. Of course, as usual, Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers Volume 1 will still be available as a free ebook just to say thank you for supporting the work of ministry God has called me to. To remind people of who God is and of what that means to them in this life. And I have one more free gift for you today. Just go to DennisJernigan.com and click on the store button. Once there, you'll find a free song of the month. Just download and be encouraged every month. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song, We're Gonna Decorate the Christmas Tree from the recording Jernigan Family Christmas, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Thank you again for joining me for today's podcast. And remember this, if you get nothing else, God loves you and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.